A photograph of Mama Chona and her grandson, Miguel Angel, Miguel Chico or Mickey to his family, hovers above his head on the study wall beside the glass doors that open out into the garden. When Miguel Chico sits at his desk, he glances up at it occasionally without noticing it, looking through it rather than at it. It was taken in the early years of World War II by an old Mexican photographer who wandered up and down the border town's main street on the American side. No one knows how it found its way back to them, for Miguel Chico's grandmother never spoke to strangers. She and the child are walking hand in hand. Mama Chona is wearing a black, ankle-length dress with a white lace collar, and he is in a short-sleeved, light-colored summer suit with short pants. In the middle of the street life around them, they are looking straight ahead, intensely preoccupied, almost worried. They seem in a great hurry. Each has a foot off the ground, and Mama Chona's black hat with the three white daisies, their yellow centers like eyes that always outstared him, is tilting backward just enough to be noticeable. Because of the look on his face, the child seems as old as the woman. The cameras captured them in flight from this world to the next. Uncle Felix, Mama Chona's oldest surviving son, began calling the boy Mickey to distinguish him from his father Miguel Grande, a big man whose presence dominated all family gatherings, even though he was Mama Chona's youngest son. Her name was Encarnacion Olmega de Angel, and she instructed everyone in the family to call her Mama Grande or Mama Chona, and never ever to address her as Abuelita, the Spanish equivalent to Granny. She was the only grandparent Miguel Chico knew. The others had died many years before he was born on the north side of the river, a second-generation American citizen. 30 years later, and far from the place of his birth, on his own deathbed at the university hospital, Miguel Chico, who had been away from it for 12 years, thought about his family and especially its sinners. Felix, his great-aunt Cuca, his cousin Anthony on his mother's side, all dead. Only his aunt Mema, the pariah of the family after it initially refused to accept her illegitimate son, was still alive. And so was his father, Miguel Grande, whose sins the family chose to ignore because it relied on him during all crises. Miguel Chico knew that Mama Chona's family held contradictory feelings toward him. Because he was still not married and seldom visited them in the desert, they suspected that he, too, belonged on the list of sinners. Still, they were proud of his academic achievements. He had been the first in his generation to leave home immediately following high school after being admitted to a private and prestigious university, before it was fashionable or expedient to accept students from his background. Mama Chona did not live to see him receive his doctorate and fulfill her dream that a member of the Angel family become a university professor. On her deathbed, surrounded by her family, she recognized Miguel Chico and said, "La familia," in an attempt to bring him back into the fold. Her look and her words gave him that lost, uneasy feeling he had whenever any of his younger cousins asked him why he had not married. Self-consciously, he would say, "Well, I had this operation." Stop there and let them guess at the rest. Miguel Chico, after he survived, decided that others believed the thoughts and feelings of the dying to be more melodramatic than they were. In his own case, he had been too drugged to be fully aware of his condition. In the 3-month decline before the operation that would save his life, and as he grew thirstier every day, he longed to return to the desert of his childhood, not to the family, but to the place. Without knowing it, he had been ill for a very long time. After suffering from a common bladder infection, he was treated with a medication that cured it, but aggravated a deadly illness, dormant since childhood, though surfacing now and again in fits of fatigue and nausea. "You didn't tell me you had a history of intestinal problems," the doctor said, leaping back through his chart. "You didn't ask me," Miguel Chico replied. "And anyway, isn't it right there on the record?" He had lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks and was beginning to throw up everything he ate. "Well, I can't treat you for this now. I've cured your urinary infection. You'll have to go to a specialist at the clinic for the other. And stop taking the medication I prescribed for you. Later, Mickey learned that no one with his history of intestinal illness ought to take the medication the doctor had prescribed. By then, it was too late.